Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi. This is Mary Michael.
Hi, Mary Michael. I've heard your name before.
Yeah, I've called you before. I talked to you before about when my daughter died.
Yes.
And how I know there's an afterlife. But that's not why I'm calling tonight. I'm calling because I have a degree in anthropology, and so I get a lot of gifts, crystals, rocks, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a gift from Barnes & Noble. Maybe I shouldn't have said the store, but it was a crystal that supposedly tells the future. And I let it sit for a long, long time, and I have felt the uneasiness, as has everybody else.
Sure.
I think. I got it out, and I read what I was supposed to do with it, and, you know, wash it with rose water, which I thought was maybe a bunch of gunk, but still.
Is it a little crystal or a big crystal?
Well, no, it's in your hand.
Okay.
It, yeah. And then it has a little stand on it, and it has a satin that you put underneath it. And anyway, I did everything I was supposed to do after I read the book. The little instruction book.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat looking at it and seeing colors for the longest time, and then I saw our family. And my husband had grown a beard, and my son and my daughter were with us, but we looked like it was 200 years ago.
Ago, okay, in the past.
And my husband was chopping wood, and my son... Sounds awful, but he was cutting off the head of a chicken.
Yuck.
I know. And I've never seen that happen, but they flip around after, at least in this crystal ball. And my daughter, I said, Laura, come here. And she saw it too. And Mom, that's us. And we were living in a little log cabin, but we were together.
Do you think this is like reincarnation for the whole family?
I don't know. I was thinking, I had a feeling that it was... after some catastrophe that's going to happen to us.
Oh, you're still saying it's the future, not
yes.
200 years back.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way we're going to live again.
That's what I felt. And when my daughter saw the same thing, because I wanted to see if it was in my imagination or if she could see it too, and she did. And she's only 17. And we were making a living out of what we had.
Well, Mary Michael, what you are saying, I think, has already occurred on this planet thousands and thousands of years ago, if not millions of years ago. I'm one of those believers, as Michael Cremo is, that civilizations, intelligent civilizations, existed on this planet thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago. Cremo believes millions of years ago, and catastrophes or man-made calamities occurred, and they had to start all over again. And maybe we're getting to that point where that's going to happen, and we have to start. Hey, as long as our radios still work, I can get by with the rest.